as of this podcast, which is June 9th, coming up this weekend, Saturday, we have the 4th annual Brock Haney Ethan Beck Memorial Paddle Run. And as I mentioned, I'll be the MC and playing in my 80s cover band, The Axiom Project. We played at the paddle run 2 years ago, took a break last year, of course, the pandemic, and now we're back. And it's exciting to get back out. I need it. I think we all need it. And looking at the pictures from 2019, which include my two children, Ethan and Zoe, who gave me a scare at the beginning of that day, but we won't talk about that right now. Could have been every parent's nightmare. Luckily, I had, they were just goofing off, and I couldn't find them for a while, and it just freaked me out. But they were with other kids. So anyway, beautiful day, and it looks like it's going to be that way this Saturday. So I'm hoping it'll be that way, because in 2019, just a perfect day to be on the Wallkill River, spending time with friends, new friends, old friends, your family, picnic style, not just community, but home. It felt like home, like growing up, going to community picnics in my little hometown in Alabama. And everybody knows everybody. And there's not a stranger you meet, basically, because everybody's just enjoying the same thing at the same moment. And a little community that pulls together, especially for something and a good cause. And this is that feeling for me. And having the added bonus of being able to play there, that they ask us to come back and perform again, and for me to be the MC, I love it. It's a great honor, because this is a precious thing. I know how it would be if it was my child or brother or a best friend. It would be a precious thing. So you have to have that certain love for that, for these people, just even if you didn't know them, which I didn't know Ethan or Brock, but I know what it is to lose friends tragically to an overdose. Teenage friends, that it's through their death when I was younger, it really helped me understand the gravity of the drug problem. And I was never one to do that, even drink. I drank and I would throw up. I'd be the first one to throw up if I drank any alcoholic beverage. And smoking, forget it. And I tried smoking a cigarette, and I threw up at my high school graduation because somebody gave me a cigarette and I started smoking it because I was drunk like an idiot and started throwing up. So that pretty much broke that habit too. But that's why with a situation like this, again, two young men taken way too early, and this is a way to use their death to help others, to keep it going forward, to pay it forward. Pay life forward. And this is a great annual event. Like I said, it's the 4th year and it's just growing. And what a great day. Like I said, go take a look at the pictures on their website and register while you're there. Tri-County Community Partnership.org/4th annual. And you'll see the page come up and you just scroll down. I think they're working on it right now, but you can still find all the information, the raffles they have going on for the day, food. You'll see the pictures of the food, and everything's going to be pretty much the same. I imagine it'll be a little bit bigger, a lot of games to play. And of course, it's the day itself is dependent on the weather, because you want a day out, especially right now, especially because of the pandemic. You want clear blue skies and, semi-warm temperatures, but not blistering hot or muggy. And it wasn't 2 years ago, 2019. Absolutely gorgeous day. I'll never forget that because it was our first gig of the year, Axiom. me and my band, and we have it on video. Actually, you can check out our YouTube page and our Facebook page, and you'll see videos from the paddle run, because that was our best performance. And then we started getting some speed, and then, of course, last year went away, because we were just getting going as a band. So now we're restarting, like everybody else and like the rest of America, and looking forward to coming back and helping out the Haney family and the Beck family in this memorial event. Tri-County Community Partnership.org /4th annual to register. And different classes, you know, there's awards, but beyond the awards, just getting out with your family in a controlled environment like this, other families, and feeling community on the river. Beautiful. On the river, down by the river. Chris Farley, thank you. Yeah, it'll be great. And then we're going to be playing at the end when it goes from Thomas Bull Memorial Park to Benedict Farm Park on 17K. So we'll be at the end, set up with the concessions, games. We'll have the music going. I'll give you all the announcements that you need to know. My voice will be inescapable, as always. Who's going to occupy the mic? I'll do it. Let me do it. I was that kid growing up. I was never scared of the microphone. I was the kid drawn to it. And I always say, is it on? And I would never blow. Here's the funny part. Now, a lot of people would blow or tap on a microphone. And to me, I just want to hear my voice. So I would get up on and go, yeah, and start talking. Even if it's not on, I'm still talking. If it just so happens to be on, even better, or worse for everybody listening, because you're not going to escape me. And what's funny, growing up in my little hometown in Alabama, our gymnasium, the basketball court, was also our auditorium stage, you know, part of it. Half, you know, one side of the court was the stage with the curtain stuff. So whenever we would have a gym inside on the basketball court, and the curtains are open, and there's that lone microphone sitting there on that stand, man, it's like calling to me, hold on. And usually, the coaches or whatever would let me play around for a little bit, especially if I start doing play by play. And if it's a end of the school year day and we're just playing in the gym, then they'll let me go and do the whole bit. And I'll do all my voices, Howard Cosell calling the game, or Bugs Bunny and Daffy, you know, just going crazy on the microphone, calling a basketball game. I wish I had video of that. That was the start of my career. And I'm like, there's gotta be a career in this. People are afraid of the microphone or public speaking. And I really didn't get that until getting into college. Even in the plays, my college plays, I went to a little junior college on a drama scholarship, and I was always the ham or whatever. But even then, with the drama students, they were hams. They took to the stage, but I never met only one other person my entire life I've met who just occupies the stage as if they owned it. They built it. They know every inch of it, and they know how to tap into the energy that's there. I know it sounds hokey, but that's how I feel. Like when I get on stage, I'm like, I'm just comfortable. And the more people there are, the more comfortable I get, which is crazy, I know, because of that performance side of my brain. But even with some of the drama students, they'd have to gear up to get on the stage, because they would watch me do my thing, and I would do improv and stuff and entertain them. So that was fun. So finding my calling, but seeing even that, I'm going, man, broadcast, I can do this. And getting in there, You know, getting into the studio was wonderful, but for me, it's even better when we're on location and I'm doing a remote location broadcast and there's people around. Oh, that's the best, because that way you can interact. You're actually seeing the people you're broadcasting to. And I like that one-on-one connection. And especially when I'm on side of the road, I would flag people as I'm on the radio, telling them to basically tune in the radio. It's, remember that old, the Mr. Microphone that you can get on the low frequency, on your dial, a low frequency generator and transmitter. So you can like talk to people in their cars if they're tuned to that same thing, same basic thing. I did that too, by the way, in high school, Mr. Microphone, me and my brother, before my radio career. And then I was actually doing it, but you know, when you hear the music, and music being a part of my life and saving my life, in the sense that it's always been there for me, and that's a gift from God, and I'm thankful for that now more than ever. I set it down playing keyboards and drums for 20 years, and just picked it up a few years ago, and got back into a band, which I swore I would never get back into one. And, you know, it's because it was time, especially after my divorce. I needed it. God knew I needed it. So it happened, which was nice. And also getting back into radio, getting back on the radio station that basically started with my career with. So it's come full circle, really. And it feels good. It really does. And I'm thankful, very thankful for that. But again, at the core of everything is music. And when I'm listening to our station and I'm on the air and I feel the energy of the artist and the music, especially now that it's more 80s inspired, I really connect to it, especially The Weeknd, his stuff. I mean, he belongs in the 80s. And so is Dua Lipa. And Taylor Swift, for that matter. They all have, actually, John Mayer's new album, from what I understand, that's coming out, has an 80s feel. And I heard his first single, and it does. It sounds like actually the same riff and keyboards from Africa by Toto. So the 80s are here to stay, babe. So it's fun to DJ that, have a Back to the 80s show, be able to possibly bring that to an 80s cruise on the River Rose at some point, and with the band as well, bringing the Axiom Project aboard. Future plans. Planting seed right now on this podcast for that to happen. So I hope I can follow up by saying, yes, we did it. But, in lieu of that, for now, you can join us or join me Saturday. Join us. There's not just me. It's going to be a bunch of people for the Brock Haney, Ethan Beck, 4th Annual Memorial Paddle Run at Benedict Farm Park is where I'm going to be. That's the end. But if you go to the website and register, then you go to the beginning and then I'll meet you at the end. You'll hear the music. You'll hear me yammering away. So come on up and say hi and I'll buy you a hot dog. How's that? Or unless you're vegan or, you know, you don't want a hot dog, and that's fine. So I guess that's it for now. Catch you later.